Pray, you imperfect speakers, tell me more. By Sinel's death, I know I am Thane of Glamis, but how of Cawdor? The Thane of Cawdor lives, a prosperous gentleman. And to be king stands not within the prospect of belief, no more than to be Cawdor.
The earth hath bubbles as the water has, and these are of them. Whither are they vanished?
Into the air. And what seemed corporal melted as breath into the wind. Would they had stayed.
Were such things here as we do speak about? Or have we eaten on the insane route that takes the recent prisoner?
Your children shall be kings.
You shall be king.
And Thane of Cawdor, too, went it not so?
To the selfsame tune and words. Who's here?
The king hath happily received, Macbeth, the news of thy success.
We are sent to give thee from our royal master thanks.
And for an earnest of a greater honor, he bade me from him call thee Thane of Cawdor, in which addition, hail, most worthy Thane, for it is thine.
Glamis and Thane of Cawdor? The greatest is behind. Thanks for your pains. Do you not hope your children shall be kings when those that gave the Thane of Cawdor to me promised no less to them?
That trusted home might yet enkindle you unto the crown, besides the Thane of Cawdor. But 'tis strange, and oftentimes to win us to our harm, the instruments of darkness tell us truths, win us with honest trifles to betray us in deepest consequence. Cousins, a word, I pray you.
Two truths are told as happy prologues to the swelling act of the imperial theme. This supernatural soliciting cannot be ill, cannot be good. If ill, why hath it given me earnest of success, commencing in a truth? I am Thane of Cawdor. If good, why do I yield to that suggestion whose horrid image doth unfix my hair and make my seated heart knock at my ribs against the use of nature? Present fears are less than horrible imaginings. My thought, whose murder yet is but fantastical, shakes so my single state of man that function is smothered in surmise, and nothing is but what is not. If chance will have me king, why, chance may crown me without my stir. What come may. Time and the hour runs through the roughest day.
Worthy Macbeth, we stay upon your leisure.
Give me your favor. My dull brain was wrought with things forgotten. Kind gentlemen, your pains are registered where every day I turn the leaf to read them. Let us toward the king. Banquo, think upon what hath chanced, and at more time, the interim having waited, let us speak our free hearts each to other.
Very gladly.
Till then, enough. Come, friends.
Macbeth sends a fast messenger to Lady Macbeth, telling her of his strange encounter with the witches and how they had hailed him as Thane of Cawdor and future king.
Glamis thou art, and Cawdor, and shalt be what thou art promised. Yet do I fear thy nature. It is too full of the milk of human kindness to catch the nearest way. Thou wouldst be great, but not without ambition, but without the illness should attend it. What thou wouldst highly, that wouldst thou holily. Wouldst not play false, and yet wouldst wrongly win. Thou wouldst have, great Glamis, that which cries, thus thou must do if thou'dst have it, and that which rather thou dost fear to do than wishest should be undone. Hie thee hither, that I may pour my spirit in thine ear and chastise with the valor of my tongue all that impedes thee from the golden round which fate and metaphysical aid doth seem to have thee crowned for. What is your tidings?
The king comes here tonight.
Thou art mad to say it. Is not thy master with him, who, were it so, would have informed for preparation?
So please you, it is true, our Thane is coming. One of my fellows had the speed of him, who almost...